Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. A podcast that allows women to be free to speak about any topic, have candid conversations, and be transparent about their journey in life. I am Trisha Duckworth. Listen, did you know that 1 out of 5 pregnancies yearly in the United States alone end in miscarriage? Now listen to this. The medical term for a miscarriage is spontaneous abortion. It is the loss of a pregnancy without outside interference. And this is before 20 weeks of gestation. Now, in layman's term, the body rejects the fetus, which allows interruption of the pregnancy, and the fetus detaches itself from the woman's womb. Listen, guys, my guest today is no stranger to this platform. She has embraced her lovely presence here at this platform last year when she provided wise advice about self-care. Her name is Alicia Partee. Alicia and I will share our experiences on our miscarriages, the things that we went through, and how it affected us in such a way. And then we're going to tie it in with providing information on the dreams and visions, or shall I say our plans, getting rejected based on the plans God has for us. We're gonna get started tonight or today or whatever time of season you're listening to this podcast, but the topic, spontaneous abortion, rejection of your plans. Welcome to the platform, Alicia.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia. Thank you for having me on.
Great. I'm glad to have you here. And as I stated in the introduction, is just we're going to share our experiences and we're going to have a candid conversation. We're going to be transparent to our audience. And we want them to understand basically what we have gone through emotionally, physically, you know, mentally. And then we're going to tie it in to how a person's dreams and their visions and their plans can be rejected based on what God is allowing them to do and what they are wanting to do. Or shall I say, the directions God is providing them or us, and we're tending to go a whole different route. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about our miscarriages and how they affected us. And then we're going to tie it all in so our listening audience can understand where we're going with it.
Yes, that sounds good.
Now listen, guys, a miscarriage can be a very devastating. It can be very, very devastating to a woman, right? Especially when the baby is planned. Alicia, we're going to talk about yours first, because you actually, and your husband was actually planning his pregnancy, and it happened. And then something happened. Share with the audience.
Yes. It started in 2017. My husband and I, we had been married for 3 years, and we were looking to have our first child. And we had been planning for over a year and just couldn't seem to conceive. And I just remember being in a place of just hopeless and crying out to God. I was angry with God. I didn't understand why I couldn't conceive. First time, you know, married, never had a child, and I wanted that. My husband wanted that, and it was very scary. So after a year, fast forward to 2018, May was very exciting for us. I discovered I was pregnant. It was like a dream come true. I was so excited to tell my husband. He was excited. And, you know, we were just looking forward to the baby. You know, we were just so excited. We were first time moms. We were already just planning things. And we had to go to the doctor, of course, for the, you know, the confirmation. We got the confirmation. Yes, there's a baby. So, you know, we were just overjoyed. And so 8 weeks later, when we had to go for the little 8 week checkup or whatever, the fetus, the baby, was the same size as it was 8 weeks prior. And I just remember my husband and I being in that doctor's office in the room, and during the ultrasound, the nurse was looking, and she was just kind of paused, and she was quiet, and I was a little nervous. And when she was like, well, hold on, let me get the doctor, and I just kind of knew, like, this feeling came over me, like, this doesn't sound good. And my husband, of course, was right there beside me, and the doctor just came in, and he laid it out and said, you know, the fetus didn't grow, so you had a miscarriage. This was something that I just never thought, for some reason, if it happened to me, like, I figured, you know, God waited this long for me to have a baby. Surely this wasn't, could never happen to me. And it did. And I remember feeling like it was completely my fault. There was something I did wrong. At the time, I was working a high stress position, and I blamed myself. I thought it was my fault that I had too much going on, too much stress. I didn't put enough attention on being pregnant, and I did something wrong. And I didn't understand. And the doctor explained that, you know, it's reproduction and these things happen and you can't explain it. But I wanted answers. I was very upset. I didn't understand. I questioned God. I got angry with God. I just did not understand why would he give me a child all these years that I had waited only to take it away. So I fell in a state of depression really bad. I left the job I was on because I was just so down and stressed. And I blamed myself, despite what the doctor said, despite what my loved ones told me. Like, it happens, Alicia. It's not your fault. But I didn't see it as that.
Right. And, you know, one thing I definitely want to convey to our audience is a miscarriage can be, like I said before, very devastating. And we don't always understand why, you know, because medically, they may not even know. You know what I'm saying? But just sometimes it happens. And like I said, in this statistic, 1 out of 5 went pregnancies end in a miscarriage. That's a very high number, you know? So we don't always, or may not always, understand why, you know? Mm-hmm. But if we are seeking God's face, and like you said, Alicia, you was upset, you was angry with the Lord, you were planning this. That was the plan. That was you and your husband's plan, is this pregnancy is going to go forth. We're going to start our family. And then you would never thought something like this would happen. No. Right?
Right.
So again, we're going to tie this in into visions and dreams and how we set out to write the vision, right? And make it plain, as the Bible tells us to, right? When we're talking about our journey in life. Okay, but let me provide my experience. When I miscarried, we were not planning. Okay, because we already had 3 children, 3 sons. We were fine. Audience, listen to me. We were fine. We were not trying to go for the girl. Okay, we were fine. So it happened. I mean, we were taking precautions. We were doing what we were supposed to do, I thought. Okay. And then I get pregnant, right? And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? You know, like, I was really devastated, y'all. I really was, because I wasn't expecting to, you know, carry another child and, you know, bring another child into the world. We were satisfied with the 3 we had, or have, shall I say. So it happened. I got pregnant, and then I started experiencing these cramps. And at first it didn't bother me pretty much, because I cramped in my pregnancies with the other kids. I remember my first child, I cramped with him. So I didn't think that this was really a big issue because I had experienced that before. So I finally went to the doctor. I think it was time to go. And I was telling them how I was cramping, and it was, you know, giving me an ultrasound and checking my blood count and all the things that they usually do. And they came back and told me that I needed to go to another, I needed to go see my doctor, because I think I was at a visit. It's been a minute ago, guys, so bear with me here. But I did go to my doctor, my personal physician, and he did some more blood work, and he did his own ultrasound, and he said that there was nothing in the sac. There was nothing there. Okay, my body, I took the pregnancy test. They told me I was pregnant. You know, this had been like a month later. My body did not tell me anything else was going on. So as far as me psychologically thinking that I am pregnant, right? But my body was doing something weird. Okay, there was nothing in the sac. I actually seen the ultrasound and there was nothing there. Okay, so at this point, they're telling me that I need to get to the hospital because it's time to have an emergency D&C. Okay. But see, being a Christian woman as I am, a strong faith woman, even though this pregnancy was not planned, all I knew in my mind was I'm pregnant and you're not going to give me an emergency D&C, even though I didn't see anything in the sac either. My body was not telling me nothing. It wasn't telling me that something was going wrong. So until my body told me something was going wrong, I told them to leave me alone. Okay. Now, my doctor was not hearing that, but he had to, because he was like, okay, I need you to get to the emergency room so we can do an emergency D&C. And I'm like, no, until my body tell me, I'm not going anywhere. Okay, because that's how I was. That's how my faith was, because I'm thinking, even though I know there was not nothing there because I've seen it, in my mind, I'm still thinking, but my body said I'm pregnant. And if my body is telling me I'm pregnant, you're not going to take something from me, right? So this is how I was thinking, yeah. Alicia. So, okay, so I waited. And I guess, I know he called me hard-headed. He probably called me crazy. I don't know, okay? But the fact of the matter, until my body told me that I wasn't pregnant, I wasn't going nowhere. So can you kind of see, as a Christian woman, where I was going? Because this is where I was going with it. Seriously, I was like this. I was like, so if I'm pregnant, you're trying to abort something, even though I didn't even see anything in the sack. I didn't. But there was a sack, though. You see what I'm saying? There was a sack. There was nothing in it. So, let me pray about this. Because you're not going to abort anything. You're not going to. And see, remember now, when I gave the definition of a spontaneous abortion, remember, it is the loss of a pregnancy without outside intervention.
Right.
Right. So I didn't have no outside interference or intervention. So again, I'm still mindfully thinking that I am pregnant. And until my body tells me I'm not, you're not going to do an emergency D&C on me. And I left it just like that. And I think it had to been about 2 weeks later when I, it started experiencing the passing. You know, I remember using the restroom, urinating, and then I heard some say, blop, blop, blop. You know, it just started rejecting itself from my body. And at that point, of course, it was time to go to the emergency room. So I get to the emergency room. I called my doctor first. He met me there. I got to the emergency room. I remember sitting up on the sitting up on the table, and I remember the nurse prepping me for the emergency D&C. And she stated, she said, I was crying. And she said, she started talking to me. She said, you know, I don't know where your faith is at. She said, but I know there's a reason why. You know, it's a reason why. And it could have been a million reasons, is what she was saying. She said something could have been wrong with the baby, or maybe it could have did something detrimental to you and your health. You know what I'm saying? So there's a reason why that baby rejected itself, or that fetus rejected itself from your body. And she said, so you can just cry. And I looked at her, Alicia, and I was like, but that's not why I'm crying. And she looked at me, and I guess she probably was like, why are you crying then? Because my answer was, I wasn't so sad about the actual miscarriage. I couldn't understand why I had to experience it in the first place.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I felt the same way.
That's where I was. I'm like, okay, God, what is this? Why did I have to go through this?
It's so easy. Yeah. It's the question, God, you know, and those, we just don't understand it.
Understand it. Exactly. We don't understand it. But let's tie that into the sole purpose of this topic, right? The sole purpose of this topic is for you listening audience to understand that rejections of your plans, your dreams, and your visions can happen in a split of a second. And sometimes we don't understand why. But this is what we're going to try to help you understand as we understand it, Alicia and I. God don't make mistakes. He don't make mistakes. And there's a reason why certain things have to be rejected from you. It could very well mean, when we tie this into visions and dreams and your plans, that may not be the plan God has for you.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That may not be the plan. You may be going down the wrong road. You may be going to a place that can kill you, and you don't even know it. Spiritually, mentally, and financially, psychologically. Mm. So there's a reason why that rejection is taking place. There's a reason why it's not meant to take place for such a time as this. We're doing a season that you're in to complete a thing you're trying to complete.
Yes.
Right?
That's it.
Mm. So listen to this. We're going to tie this into this. Listen to this. I used to want to be a nurse so bad, right? I was all up in that. I mean, like, you know, trying to go to school to be this RN. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Every time I tried to take the exam to get into the nursing class or the nursing school, I would fail it. Every time, y'all, I would cry. I would be praying. I would study for months. And I would fail that test every time. I even went so far to buy the book. There's a big, thick book for nurses to take this exam. I can't even remember the name of the exam. It's been that long ago. However, I knew you had to take this exam to get into the nursing school. So I did purchase the book. I studied from that study guide as much as I could, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. I studied all the time. And one night, listen, one night, I had a dream. I had a dream. And God always speaks through dreams. He speaks through other people. He speaks through his word. Y'all, the question is, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you being attentive to his voice? Because that's the question, right? Because we don't know how God gonna speak, right? But I know with me, God always spoke in dreams to me, okay? So I had this dream this night, right? And it was dark, and I was going down this road, this street. I can't remember. It's been a minute, but I can't remember what kind of road or street it was on. All I know is I was headed this way, and all I was seeing on the side of the like road, on the side of the street or whatever, was saying nursing school. I seen this. So I get to like the end of this road, and I see this mountain of a rock. The rock was so big, or this boulder. It looked like a mountain. It was huge, like a building. That's how big it was. You couldn't get around it at all. You couldn't get through it, and you couldn't get around it. Okay? And it blocked me. It stopped me. I couldn't go no further, right? And so in the dream, I was talking to God, and I was like, why is this here blocking me? And I heard a voice. I'll say it was God's voice, because I believe God was speaking to me. Okay? Don't y'all call it spooky, because God will speak, okay? And it was like the voice said, turn around, you're going the wrong way. Mm. And I immediately woke up. So I knew in my spirit that nursing was not for me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That God was telling me, it's not the way to go. You're going down the wrong way. That's not my plan for you. Okay? And this is why Alicia and I are coming on to this platform today to really kind of talk about the rejections of your plans. And this is why we use spontaneous abortion, because it can be a plan without outside intervention, meaning sometimes you can take your plan, you can take your dreams, you can take your visions and try to do whatever you want to do with it without consulting God, right? Without finding out from him, what is it he wants you to do? What is lining up with what God is telling you to do? Because God can be telling you to do a thing and you do something totally different and the opposite, right? And if he's trying, if not necessary, if God is protecting you like he does, right? He's our father. If he's protecting you just like he does, and he does it very well, then sometimes your dreams, your visions, and some of those plans that you are planning would very well be rejected. What do you have to say about it?
I was thinking about that dream that you were just sharing with me, and it's almost like I could see you, you were confident on that road because this is what you felt like you were supposed to be doing at that moment. And a lot of times we put together this plan. We may originally seek God, but like as you were saying, we got to listen for his voice. We can't say, well, this is the plan. God be with me, and then just continue to go and not hear from him. You know, we need to hear from him every step of the way. So I could see you in that dream going straight toward nursing, but thank God you listened to his voice when he said, go the other way. Because how many of us oftentimes don't do that? And we go as far as we can until that mission is aborted. And we can't go nowhere. And it's a blockage. And we don't even understand. And that's when we tend to blame. We tend to get down and out. We get discouraged because we don't understand. But we've missed all the road signs on that journey. There's detours all around. There's red lights we need to be stopping at. But no, we got it in our minds. This is where we're supposed to go. And a lot of times, and then when it doesn't go that way, we question, we don't understand. I can remember for myself how many different types of jobs I've wanted and was seeking and didn't understand. I got to a certain point, couldn't get it. Did the interview, couldn't help go through. Different businesses, I just knew in my heart I was supposed to be an entrepreneur. And I tried so many different businesses, so many of them, even went as far as got an LLC for one of them. And I couldn't understand, I would reach a plateau every time. I'd get to a certain point and then I couldn't go no more. And I'm like, okay, God, this makes sense what I'm doing. It's not nothing bad. It's helping other people, it's fun. Why can't it happen? Why am I hitting a stumbling block every time? I felt like I consulted with God, but I look back and I said, well, did I hear his voice? Did I hear him crystal clear? Did I see those roadblocks? Did I see those detour signs? And a lot of times we don't, and we don't understand why our vision gets dismissed or delayed. And that's just what it is, our vision and not our vision, God's vision for us. So we're in partnership with God. So if we do it all by ourselves, he's going to let you go so far because he gave us free will. But he said, okay, I'll see how far she can go without me. And then we always end up back on our knees, humbling ourselves where God had to say, hey. And I had to do that. And I lost a lot of money. I was pouring a lot of money in businesses that I could have saved if I would have heard God telling me specifically, these are the gifts I gave you. This is specifically how I want you to use those gifts. But a lot of times, Mr. Truth, we don't do that.
Wow, that's good. Now, let's take it to another level, okay? Now, we understand that spontaneous abortion, which is a miscarriage, right? It's the loss of a pregnancy, or we're going to say in this sense, plan without outside intervention. But what about an abortion? What about when we abort the plan, the vision, and the dream that God has lined up for us to fulfill.
Oh, that's deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. Maybe another whole topic, but we're going to dissect this a little bit.
Well,
dissect this a little bit. Because God can give you a plan that will fulfill your life, and He knows better than you will ever know, right? Because we don't sit still long enough to listen to what God has to say. Because God will provide directions and instructions for everything He set out for you to do, right? What happens when we abort it? When we set out to kill that dream, or kill that plan, shall I say. Because we'll find ourselves in such a place, right? Well, for some of us, depending on what it is, because it just takes us long to get things. You know, it takes us too much time to get it. And I think it's because we're all over the place sometimes, right? We're all over the place. We're not sitting down spending time with God. Because when it does not happen the way we want it to happen, then like we was talking before, we get upset. We get sometimes fear kick in. We get upset with God because it's not going the way we want it to go. But what if everything is lining up with the plan that God wants you to be on, for you to be successful in the areas that He wants you successful in? Because remember now, God is going to line it up where you can meet the people God wants you to meet, have the money you need to make. God gonna line all that up. But when we choose not to go that way and we abort, you know what I'm saying? And we be the cause of the rejection. Come on now. We be the cause of releasing it or letting it go or throwing it away or however you want to say it, and we're the cause of it. What happens? I could very well say I have heard that happening in a woman who shared this with me in regards to a man that God spoke to him, first of all, that she would be his wife. And then she knew through confirmation, through God's voice, through God speaking through her, that he was her husband. But she didn't want to go that route. She didn't want to marry him. She knew God. She knew that was the one, and she didn't want to. And she rejected that. And then she got with a man who beat her. Yeah. Beat her senseless. Abused her. Physically, mentally.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about. And we can, like I said, this topic can be so broad and so big, and you can spend hours. I just want to hit the nook and cranny, though. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give our audience just a tidbit of when we're doing it God's way versus when we're doing it our way.
And it's typically when we're on that path, and you know it's aligning, and this is what God has for us. You know, we live in a society where it's we want it Burger King, we want it our way, and we want it right now.
Yes.
And with God, He sees the future. He sees all of it, and we know, like for me, starting a business takes time. You know what I mean? But for me, I wanted it right now. I need to see income. And if I didn't, I would always just, okay, I'm gonna stop now, I'm gonna do something else. You know, what God has takes time to manifest, because He sees the future, He knows it. But we want stuff right then and there. And we can easily abort our own plans and visions for what God has for us, because it's not the way we want it, or the timing, because we want it right now, and we ask God for something,
right,
but we expect it to just fall from the sky. We want God to just pour that blessing down. Right. Praises go up, blessing come down. Well, if I just praise Him, if I just pray two times a day, three times a day, He's just gonna send it out the sky, and I don't have to do anything. And then we get so shocked when right. it's actually time for us to put forth the work.
Right.
And then we'll do a little bit and we expect this instant result. And when we don't get it, we give up.
Right.
We just stop. And God's like, wow, yeah. I had you. This is yes. where I had the same destination. You know, there's several roads that you could take to get to that destination. I'm trying to get you really the best way.
Right.
But no, you want to go the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it the shortcut, easy way.
Right.
But you're going to run into a roadblock.
The most simple way I've ever learned about God's timing, and you know, because God can speak to us and tell us what to do, when to do it, even how to do it. But it doesn't also, well, it doesn't necessarily, should I say, mean that whatever he has for you for being obedient is going to happen right then and there. Like everything, it takes time. Everything needs to be built up in a certain time period. You know, it needs to grow. Just like we have heard millions of times, I'm sure we all have heard the different illustrations about the farmer. When he plants seeds, he doesn't see the crop, you know, come up the next day. You know, it takes time for that crop to come up once he plants the seed. Or when you're baking a cake, you put, you know, it's a lot of ingredients that go inside the cake and it takes time to bake in the oven. We have heard those illustrations. We have heard it. And I know personally, you know, an experience when God told me something and, you know, through dreams and just sitting still with him and it didn't take place for 10 years. 5 years, 7 years, depending on what it was. And I know, like I said, with me personally, it didn't always happen overnight.
Yeah.
It took time, you know, mm-hmm. it took time for things to manifest, you know, in the you know, the physical realm, or, you know, manifest for us mm-hmm. to see it all come together, you know. So I think a lot of us, we lose insight of God may tell you to do something and yeah, you may do it. And you're waiting for that thing to happen the next day. And God may want it to take a while because there's something he's doing mm-hmm. in the yeah. midst of your waiting.
And that's what I would say.
Right?
I think that is really? Because we've got to mm-hmm. realize when God is placing something in you, he's developing you. And we don't understand that. We're just like, okay, God called me to,
yes.
I don't know, let's take your example, be a nurse. And so you look at the vision as, I'm supposed to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through the school and it should happen in this point in time frame. But what really God is wanting to develop you, mm-hmm. you as a person to be effective mm-hmm. as a nurse. And we're looking at the vision and mm-hmm. not the vision maker, mm-hmm. which is God, and how he's going to use you and develop you to make you a better person. And that's where it mm-hmm. starts. And so we really got it. And that takes mm-hmm. time. Because we got developed, and the fact that we give up so soon lets us know that it is a process. God, that's why it takes time, because he knows you're easily going to give up.
Right.
He knows that, so he needs you to stay the course right. with him and say, God, how is this developing me? What is trying to emerge next in my life through me? What am I supposed to be doing? How can I best utilize my gifts? What are you trying to teach me in this season? Because we have to enjoy each season.
Right. And each season tells us things about ourselves. Each season yeah. prepares us for the next season, you know? And like I said before, and you stated as well, we want everything so quick, so microwavable. We don't want to wait that season out or walk that season out so we can gain everything we need to gain, so we can understand everything. It's like school. You go from the kindergarten okay through 12th grade, right? And you don't go from K to first. Mm-hmm. You don't go straight from K to 12th. You know, you go from K, you learn everything you need to know in K, and then you move to the first grade, and then so on and so on. But we want everything so quick. We want to graduate from college and from first grade. You know, and that's how it is in the spirit, and spiritually it is. That's how it is in, you know, in our life, in our walk, in our journey of life. We want everything so quick. We don't want to wait. Mm-hmm. And I was like that too. I'm not gonna lie. I was like that until I really got to understand my position. When I knew that it wasn't nursing, and when God told me to turn around from that, you know, that that's not what he wants for me. And you know what I'm flourishing? You know what I know what I'm built for is what he turned me around to, which is in human services and counseling. I'm good at that. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so it wasn't nursing per se. It was what I'm doing now. I can see that. That's you know true. What I'm saying? I'm good at what I do. And he knew that. You know, he knew what was good in me. He knew to pull out the best in me, the best out of me. But I can see it because I'm so busy looking at this one thing, this one road. Alicia, when I tell you, girl, I could not pass that test, child. I thought something was wrong with me. I was like, how in the world, girl? I would study, 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 study. I would cry. I would be like, how is it that I cannot pass this test?
Good Lord, you know, this is helping. I want to help people. I don't understand why you can't allow this to happen. With right. That's so good.
I know, right? I know, right? I know, but... But God has another plan, y'all. When he has a better plan for you, it's your responsibility to turn to that area, learn from him, grow from him, understand from him, be attentive to his voice and listen and be careful where you are and where you're trying to go. Let's encourage somebody tonight. I mean, they hear us. I pray that you all are being encouraged. I pray that this is helping you, that you are maybe hit a spot somewhere. It instructs something in you to make you rethink the road that you're on or make you rethink what you're trying to do. Go ahead, Alicia. I'll let you start. Encourage somebody, honey. Go ahead and give them some encouragement. Encouraging words.
I have been there. I know that it can be frustrating when you're on this road and you just want to figure your life out. You want to figure your purpose. You want to figure where you fit in this world, why God created you. And there is a specific, you know, thing. And God does, you know, he utilizes us with our passion and our abilities and the gifts that he gave us. And it can be used in multiple ways. What God wants, and I encourage everyone to do, is to have him every step of the way with you in the decisions. Seek him in everything. Before you make a decision, consult him. And don't make a move until you get an answer. And that's that timing. That's the good thing about the journey, is because God speaks to you in that journey. You're telling God by you not making a decision and you waiting to you to hear specifically for him to him, that's showing your faith. That's showing God that you're all in, that you're in a partnership with him and you're seeking him. And then also when you're getting that answer, go move. When he say move, move. And I know that it's frustrating. Some of you may have a vision. He said, write the vision, make it plain. You've got that vision and you're trying to, and you're just running it. You're trying your best. And everywhere you go, you hit a roadblock. I've been there. I know all about it. But I want to encourage you not to give up, but seek God. Say, is this the road? Because there's two ways to look at it. One way, it could just not be the path. And you got to seek God to find that out. Right. In another sense, it could be the path, but you're in that waiting period. There's something for you to learn. There's something trying to emerge in you because he wants to build you up. It's really about you. He loves you and he wants to equip you for that specific assignment, or no matter what you're doing. But if you're not ready, he's going to put you in that holding place and he's going to keep you at point A until you master point A. And you don't want to give up too soon.
Right.
You want to make sure that it's really what God has for you. And you may not see it right away. I remember even as early as high school, I always knew I wanted to be an actress. I knew for a fact, I said I was going to be an actress. I even went and moved to San Diego, California, after high school. Never been outside of my area. And I just left, got on the plane and left because I knew it. I just knew. And then when it didn't work out, it took me years to understand why God didn't put me in that path of being an actress. Why it was for me to be in the mental health and counseling arena. And I tried to take the easy way even with that. I didn't want to get a license. I just wanted to, I want to talk to people. I'll give people advice, but you know, that's it. Because I felt like I wanted to be an actress and I was going to find every way I could. But God has a way of humbling you. He has a way of making you uncomfortable. And mm-hmm. as most as you get uncomfortable to the point where it's just overbearing, that's when you know that breakthrough is close by. He wants you to get from one stage to the next stage. And he'll make you uncomfortable if you're not on the right path. So I just encourage you to seek him,
right.
to truly seek him in your decision making every step of the way. And he will trust the process. Don't give up. You have to trust the process.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well said. Well said. And listen, audience, we don't want any of you to have any trepidation about your walk. Okay. And the things that you're desiring to do, right? Because listen, God's will is what's best for you. And you will know his will when you spend time with him. You will. Because he will give you desires of your heart. And how many of us know that sometimes that desire does line up with what God wants for you because you have spent time with him. You know, you've heard him. You've heard his voice. You know, and I truly believe, like in some of the examples that we have talked about today, especially for myself, that I heard God a couple of times. Nursing was not for me, but I kept pushing it. I kept pushing it. And every time I believe, it's been a minute ago, but every time I took that exam, it was about $40. Every time I took that exam, I took that exam many times. So it's like, I believe I heard God the second time saying it wasn't for me, but I kept doing it until that dream hit me. When I got that dream, it was like confirmation, like, this is it. Turn around. You're going the wrong way. That's not what I want for you. Okay. So I want you all to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged and walk that walk out. Spend time with God and let him show you what you need to do at such a time as this. Whether that is starting a business, whether that is going back to school, whether whatever that is, whatever it is, God will let you know. And but don't always expect for it to happen overnight. Now, I'm not saying that it won't happen overnight. But what I'm saying is give yourself some time. Give yourself some time to grow, prepare for the things that God has for you. Because there's preparation. There is preparation. And just like I said before, with this whole topic being spontaneous abortion, rejection of your plans, we're trying to convey to you, Alicia and I, don't you be the reason your plans are rejected. Because it can happen if you're not paying attention and listening to God. When he's giving you the directions and instructions on what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
That's awesome.
I pray that it has helped someone tonight. I pray if it didn't help you, pass it along to someone you know who may need it. Because how many of us understand that we all need to be encouraged? Yeah. We all need to be uplifted. We all need to be empowered. Right? All the time. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for coming back on this platform.
Oh,
thank you so much. Absolutely
really
amazing.
Invite me back on. I truly enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your experience.
Oh,
yeah. Because I know, like I said before, miscarriage can be very devastating. But I do want to let the listening audience know.
Yeah.
that you now have a beautiful son. So you have miscarried that first pregnancy. God bless that womb, and you delivered your son. What a year. Is he a year old now?
Almost a year, 12 months.
A year later, look at God. Tell me he won't do it. Tell me he won't do it. Yes, he will. All the time. All the time. He would do it. Well, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. And we can't wait for the next topic. They're getting better and better, hotter and hotter. They're getting more interested. And we are so grateful here at Wise Women Chat Podcast that you are tuning in and listening and prayerfully getting something out of these messages. And so we would like to thank you once again. Alicia, I want to thank you 1,000 times and over and over. And if you all haven't checked out the Morning Glory devotional, 365 devotional Morning Glory, do so. You can find that devotional by going to www.wisewomenchat.com. Check it out. There's another book called Purple Pearls. Both of these books are meant to and keep you encouraged, keep you uplifted. God's way of showing you and telling you where to go, how to do it, when to do it. So be forever blessed by visiting that web page. We also like to leave with a scripture, as we always do. These scriptures usually are kind of based on whatever the topic is all about and our way of encouraging. Today's scripture is from Psalm 34, 37, 4. I'm making mistakes here, Alicia. I'm tired. It's time to go. Psalm 37, 4. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So once again, whatever it is that you're trying to communicate to yourself, communicate to the world based on your career, your walk, your talk, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So you all have a good night, a good day, a good life, a good walk, and be forever blessed. Until next time, bye-bye.